Imagine having a toolkit that helps you make better decisions in any situation, even when facing unfamiliar challenges. This is precisely what Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger have used to build their fortune. Not specialized knowledge, but what Munger calls a ladder work of mental models. These simplified knowledge chunks from diverse disciplines help identify relevant information in any situation. Their approach has made Berkshire Hathaway legendary and turned these investors into decision-making icons. Mental models are powerful precisely because they're versatile. They work across domains and situations, allowing you to see patterns others miss and avoid common thinking traps. They're the difference between someone who can navigate complexity with confidence and someone who gets overwhelmed by it. We all use mental maps to navigate the world. While these abstractions are necessary, they're never perfect. Like GPS, maps work until they don't, and those who mistake the map for reality become lost, while those who see maps as tools can adapt. The greatest risks emerge when reality contains dangers our maps don't show. The 2008 financial crisis exemplified this when risk models failed catastrophically by not accounting for nationwide housing price declines, something unseen since the Great Depression. Understanding your circle of competence means knowing where you have genuine expertise and where you don't. Within our circles, we decide confidently. Outside them, we're prone to mistakes. Warren Buffett attributes much of his success to this principle. The size of that circle is not very important. Knowing its boundaries, however, is vital. Rose Blumkin, who built Nebraska Furniture Mart, exemplified this by focusing solely on what she knew: cash, furniture, and real estate, while avoiding unfamiliar territories like stocks. Expanding your circle of competence demands curiosity, honest self-assessment, and external feedback. True learning occurs when experience meets reflection. Even accomplished professionals like surgeon Atul Gawande seek coaching to improve their skills. First principles thinking involves breaking problems down to their fundamental truths and building solutions from there, rather than following conventional wisdom. Elon Musk emphasizes this approach. I think it's important to reason from first principles rather than by analogy. You boil things down to the most fundamental truths and reason up from there. The discovery of stomach ulcers' bacterial cause exemplifies this thinking. Scientists long assumed stomachs were too acidic for bacteria, until pathologists Robin Warren and Barry Marshall questioned this assumption. Their systematic investigation proved H. pylori bacteria caused ulcers, revolutionizing treatment. Similarly, scientists developing artificial meat identified taste, texture, and smell as meat's first principles, not its animal origin. By replicating the Maillard reaction for flavor, they've created viable alternatives addressing environmental concerns. First principles thinking allows us to transcend conventional wisdom by breaking problems down to their core truths, revealing new possibilities previously hidden by assumptions. Thought experiments allow us to explore possibilities we can't physically test. Comparing LeBron James versus Woody Allen in basketball, you'd bet on James instantly. But James versus Kevin Durant? That requires mental simulation to evaluate. Einstein masterfully used thought experiments. His famous elevator scenario, comparing acceleration in space to Earth's gravity, led to his general theory of relativity. He realized these forces were identical because they were fundamentally the same. Thought experiments are ideal for exploring ethical dilemmas safely. The trolley problem, choosing between hitting five people or diverting to hit one, exemplifies moral questions increasingly relevant with advancing technology. They also reveal the role of chance in outcomes. Consider doubling $100,000 in Google stock, seeming like genius, until you simulate scenarios where early drops could trigger margin calls and bankruptcy. Mental testing of multiple scenarios helps distinguish between skill and luck. Through thought experiments, we better grasp causation and possibility. Second-order thinking examines the effects of effects, going beyond the immediate consequences that first-order thinking typically considers. The British colonial cobra bounty in Delhi perfectly demonstrates this concept. Officials offered rewards for dead cobras to reduce the snake population. Citizens began breeding cobras for profit. When officials ended the program, breeders released their now worthless snakes, ultimately increasing the cobra population. Officials failed to anticipate this second-order effect of their policy. Even positive changes have negative ripple effects. Better tire traction increases engine strain and road pollution. As Garrett Hardin noted, you can never merely do one thing. Second-order thinking reveals long-term impacts beyond immediate results. Cleopatra's alliance with Caesar in 48 BC, despite initial turmoil, secured Rome's support and enabled her successful reign. By asking, "And then what?" and considering time, scale, and thresholds, we can better anticipate future consequences. Though we can't predict everything, this forethought prevents future problems. Sometimes the best way to solve a problem is to approach it backward. Instead of asking, "How can I achieve success?" ask, "What would guarantee failure?" This often reveals clearer insights. Charlie Munger exemplifies this with his quote, "All I want to know is where I'm going to die, so I'll never go there." Complementing inversion is Occam's razor, the principle that simpler explanations are more likely to be true than complicated ones. We often jump to complex explanations when simpler ones suffice. A husband's lateness more likely means work delays than an accident. Toe pain more likely stems from tight shoes than serious illness. Louis Gerstner demonstrated this at IBM in the 1990s, declaring, "The last thing IBM needs right now is a vision." Instead of complex technological overhauls, he focused on basic business execution, serving customers and targeting profitable areas. This simple approach saved the company. Focusing on simplicity when others fixate on complexity is a hallmark of genius. By favoring simpler explanations, we preserve our most precious resources, time and energy. Mental models aren't just academic concepts, they're practical tools for navigating life's complexities. By understanding maps aren't territories, recognizing your circle of competence, breaking problems down to first principles, using thought experiments, thinking beyond immediate consequences, and applying inversion and simplicity, you develop a powerful toolkit for clearer thinking. The true power of mental models comes from their combination. No single model is sufficient. They work best as an interconnected lattice, each compensating for others' weaknesses. Start by mastering a few models that resonate with you, then gradually expand your collection. Apply them consciously to decisions until they become second nature. Remember that mental models aren't about memorizing concepts, they're about developing new ways of seeing. They help you cut through noise to identify what truly matters. In a world of increasing complexity and information overload, the ability to think clearly isn't just valuable, it's essential. The greatest minds throughout history haven't necessarily known more facts, they've simply had better tools for processing what they know. These mental models are those tools, waiting for you to pick them up and transform your thinking.